I'm Reed, and this is the 10-Minute Daily Fantasy Podcast. First game up is Buffalo and the Winnipeg Jets. Buffalo has actually been playing better as of late, so I wouldn't stack too hard on Winnipeg. If you wanted to believe Buffalo had a shot tonight, Sam Reinhart would not be a bad selection. And at 4.7K, he is priced right in top value range. In a not-so-obvious selection, I'd go with Adam Lowry tonight. He should have a great chance to feast on the bottom six of Buffalo, and has been more active in the offensive zone lately, so to expect a goal out of him is not highly unreasonable. The defenseman I'd target in this game, if I had to, would be Josh Morrissey at 4.3K. He's been a little slow lately, but he has immense potential. Also starting at 8 p.m., we have Boston and Dallas, which could be a high-scoring affair with Tuukka Rask not in top form and Bishop playing against the high-powered Boston offense. Besides a few of the obvious choices, if you're looking for value guys tonight, I'd step on David Krejci at 4.2K. He just looks due to me, and Esa Lindell at 3.8K has been playing at a high level for weeks straight now with very little to show for it. My top can't-miss pick tonight would be Brad Marchand at 5.9K. If you are not rostering him, you are not trying. The 8:30 tilt tonight is the Kings and the Blackhawks. Not a whole lot to love about this one, and an obvious pick would be starting Corey Crawford. We all know that when it looks too good to be true, it usually is. And that's how I feel about this game, with them starting Cal Pettersson. So I'm only going to name one guy to watch, and that's Brandon Saad. He's performed better than I had seen him all season last time out, so rolling with him, not the worst idea. The second half of games are much more interesting, starting at 9 p.m. with the Washington Capitals and Colorado Avalanche. It's Phoenix Copley versus Philip Grubauer. I would avoid both. Offensive stacks would not be a bad idea here, with Backstrom Ovi or McKinnon Rantanen, but as always, it's going to cost you huge. The less obvious choices would include Matt Niskanen, who has really stepped back into the offensive zone this past week instead of hanging back, and Tyson Barrie for Colorado. At 5K, he sees a ton of power play time, and while Washington does not take an immense amount of penalties overall, they're middle of the pack. Barrie is still priced right and been extra active the last few games with 4 points in his last three. 10 o'clock games feature St. Louis and Vegas as well as Toronto and Anaheim. So let's start with Vegas. Vegas, coming off a 5-0 shutout, looked to be back establishing their winning form while St. Louis failed to score on Corey Crawford last time out. This game has a lot of potential for either team, and I like multiple players per team in this one, as a lot of Vegas bettors see St. Louis winning this one. It was over 90% last I checked, which is pretty nuts. So the money is not getting quote-unquote smokescreened, even if the 5-0 win was impressive. Alex Tuch is getting a little pricey, but the way he was skating last time out, I'd still roll with him. I'd avoid the first line of Vegas entirely. They just haven't been clicking. Tagging Pacioretty with Tuch might not be a bad idea. Colin Miller as well has looked much better and is super cheap. I'd probably hesitate going with Fleury, but honestly, Vegas makes money, and they are the favorites. They wanted everyone betting on St. Louis, so I'd endorse choosing Fleury tonight. On the St. Louis side, I think they can still muster 2 goals versus Vegas, and the only 3 players that stood out to me in that shutout loss were Robbie Fabry, Vince Dunn, both cheap, 3.6K and 4.2K, and of course Tarasenko. And while he's a reasonable 6.5K, he and O'Reilly both would be a cheaper stack than the aforementioned ones, if you are in the belief that Vegas is going to lose tonight. The second 10 o'clock game is Toronto and Anaheim. Toronto on the back end of a back-to-back, and Anaheim coming off getting shut out by Vegas. The Vegas money line has it pretty even, and on a back-to-back situation, that is to be expected. Projected goalies are my boy Sparks. What's up? And Gibson. And I do endorse Sparks tonight. Toronto was so dominant on the puck, and the Ducks just came off a shutout. They will have a lot of anger and want to show professional athlete pride and whatever versus a backup goalie. But he's the man. He's a really good goalie. My prediction on this game is 4-3 Toronto. So I see Sparks getting enough shots against him to make him a top three pick. Plus, it's a bunch of backup goalies tonight, you know? Like, whatever. Hyman has really been moving last night. So at 4.0K, I could see him coming up and doing a good job scoring tonight. And Kapanen coming off a two-goal game at 3.9K, also a good pick. Marner was the best player on the ice last night, generating multiple great offensive zone chances. And at 6.8K, I'm not scared. On the Ducks side, I've really liked what I've seen out of Brandon Montour lately. And tonight, I predicted equivalates to some points, you know. As well as Andrej Kasha at 4.1K. He's been buzzing since his activation from the IR for a concussion. Thanks for listening and enjoy the games.